Nine alleged members of an international network of rhino horn and ivory traffickers went on trial in France today after an investigation that shed light on illicit trade links between Europe and East Asia. French prosecutors started their probe after a random motorway traffic inspection by police in September 2015 led to the discovery of several elephant tusks and €32,800 in cash in a BMW. The occupants of the car, who claimed they were antique dealers, were allegedly members of the Rathkeel Rovers, an Irish crime gang with roots in the traveller community. I'm joined on the line now by Paris correspondent for the London Independent, John Litchfield. John, what can you tell us about this case?
Well, as you say, it's not new entirely. This is, goes back to a random customs check rather than a police check on a BMW that was travelling near Limoges in the centre of France in almost exactly 6 years ago, in early September 2015. Three Irish occupants of that car were arrested. They claimed to be antique dealers, as you say, but they were discovered to have four elephant tusks and quite a lot of cash aboard the car. That led to a wider investigation, and including phone taps, which led to the arrest of and the suspicion surrounding a whole group of mostly Vietnamese and Chinese origin businessmen in France, all over France, some in the south, some in Paris, and further arrests the next year. Seizure, amongst other things, of a rhino horn, which was worth €30 million just for one horn on the black market, because this elephant tusks are worth a huge amount if ground down into a powder, which is sold in Vietnam and China, partly as an aphrodisiac, partly because it has reputedly anti-cancer properties. And elephant horns, once ground down, can be €600 to €800 a kilo, but rhino horns, which are the real prize, worth far more than cocaine or gold. They're apparently €55,000 a kilo, which cocaine is only about two-thirds of that. So, it's a huge, potentially profitable industry. What the role of the Irish people who are on trial today is alleged to have been, I think, is as middlemen. As far as I know, it doesn't appear as if these products were actually coming to Ireland at all. They were coming straight into France, and then they were being ground down in France and then more easily exported to China and Vietnam, where the market for them is. So the so-called Rathkeel Rovers were the sort of middlemen who were buying the stuff from Africa, bringing it into France to be ground down in that way. We believe, but that, of course, will come out more in the trial, which is only just getting underway as we speak.
And, John, just before I let you go, has the trial had evidence of where this material came from, the rhino horn and the elephant tusks?
Well, from Africa, clearly, but where exactly, which countries in Africa, hasn't been revealed in the pre-trial statements. Again, it's going to go on for several days, this trial, and I suspect the judgments will not come through for many months until after that. So we don't know, but it is understood, as I say, that they were horns that were brought in whole directly to Africa, to France from Africa, and were to be ground down here and in France, that is, and exported to Vietnam and China, where the market for the powder is.
More to come. John Litchfield, Paris correspondent of the UK Independent. Thanks for that.